Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I feel like having some fun today. How about you? The best part of the week is right now. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom from right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We are live coast to coast from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between, including parts unknown. Can you hear my studio air conditioner?
Yep.
Let's cut that thing off. Sean down in Dallas, Texas, how you doing today? You want to have some fun today?
Yeah.
You know, we have Ann Coulter coming on the program this week.
Yes, I heard.
That. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it? Ann Coulter. Oh, that's fun to say. She's going to be with us on Thursday. And, hey, let's check some emails live. I love spontaneous stuff, spontaneous radio. I think Phyllis Schlafly will be joining us the following week. The great conservative pundit columnist. You know who Phyllis is, don't you?
I have to admit you caught me off guard on that one.
Oh, ooh, she's going to be here in 2 weeks, it looks like. We're booking her up right now.
Yeah.
We got our fingers crossed Rand Paul might be here. We got all kinds of really cool, fun stuff going on. I don't even know where to go. My paperwork like crazy.
Yeah.
A microphone in front of me, too much to say and not enough time. I think we need a couple hours a day, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Hey, how about this? Did you hear about the Idaho school?
The who?
The school up in Idaho. I touched on it briefly last night on Armed American Radio on the monster 3-hour broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, I remember.
Remote Idaho school buys guns to enhance safety. Did you see this? You know what's interesting about this?
What?
It is driving the left crazy.
What?
It's driving them nuts.
Everything drives them nuts. Even Priuses. Well, I'm sorry. The Tesla now.
You threw me off loop. Hey, so much more. Well, here's the nuts and bolts of the Idaho story. This is a very small school district.
Yes.
About 45 minutes out from any police response. We're talking about Idaho. It's so beautiful there. Oh my gosh.
Don't they have potatoes? Don't they grow potatoes there?
Lots of potatoes on big farms that are far away. The farms just stretch as far as the eye can see.
French fry capital.
It is potato capital of the world. Idaho, we have a lot of listeners in Idaho. We love you guys in Idaho.
Keep the potatoes coming.
The Garden Valley, too many carbs.
That's
very
all right.
Starchy.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to get a little starch in your diet.
The Garden Valley School District. Less than 300 kids in the school district. And they're all taught in the same building. This is a small place. It's very rural.
Oh, wow.
They have limited funds. And those limited funds, of course, have kept them from hiring an on-site school safety resource officer. My kids, at the schools they go to two different schools now. One's in the elementary school, one's in the middle school. On any given day, when you pull up to take the kids to school, there's an armed deputy, in many cases two, in front of the school or in their vehicle out front. That's very expensive.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Particularly for these small districts, you know. So Garden Valley School District did what they should have done a long time ago. God bless Garden Valley School District in Idaho. The school board earlier this month, which was just days ago, approved purchasing guns, firearms, to remain locked inside the school building. And they have trained six employees to use those weapons in case of an emergency. Do you see a problem with that?
No. That should have been done after 9/11.
Every school. You see, this is common sense. When you hear me say, we have to take the language back.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense. We own common sense. Common sense tells us that law enforcement officers should be armed. I don't know what that meant, but it sounded French. That meant, doesn't that make sense to you, French?
I think so.
Law enforcement. What are you enforcing without a firearm?
A traffic ticket.
It's ludicrous. You can't enforce anything. Ray Bourque, he was an enforcer in hockey, and one of the best ever. He carried a stick, and he used it. I mean, the enforcer has to have something. The enforcer needs some teeth, or you're not an enforcer. The poor police officer shot in the head during the terrorist attack in France months ago. What more proof do you need? What the hell is common sense about that?
You know, I don't.
Don't need guns. The Bobbies say we don't need guns. We don't need guns. We don't need guns. We took guns away from everybody. Crime is soaring. Yes, you do need guns. That's how you enforce.
You know, Mark, it's good you talk about that because I don't think a lot of people realize that a lot of Europe is gun free.
No, it's not. It wants to be gun free.
Mm.
The criminals and the terrorists are armed. There's no such thing as a gun-free zone.
Well, that's true.
Only disarmed, law-abiding citizens. Again, this is common sense.
Mm.
But common sense tells us that our children are worth protecting.
Absolutely.
They're our most precious resource. Alan Ward, I touched on this very, very briefly on the program last night. Alan Ward is a school board member who said that he'd been discussing this option with the school board there in, I guess, Garden Valley School District for about 2 years. He said, I hope we never have to use them, but in the event something did happen, we wanted to be prepared. Holy crap! He's a radical.
Oh, no, he's a Boy Scout.
What a radical statement that is from who's this guy? Alan Ward? What a nutcase this guy is. We hope to never have to use them, but my gosh, if we do, we want to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, hey, Joe Schmo, we'd like to be prepared to protect your children in your absence if something happens, such as a psychopath attempts to harm anyone in our school. We'd like to be prepared to save your child's life. Good heavens. Insanity. That's just crazy. I could go on a roll today.
That's funny.
That's just a number of actions that the school district took, or is one of many school districts that have taken action. Here, let me tell you something. There will be no crazed student using the teachers' guns. They're not even telling that. No one in the school knows, except the other six, who's been trained. This is common sense. In fact, I've contacted the principals of my kids' school, particularly the elementary school, not the middle school yet. But I've contacted the elementary school and asked them what their plans are to protect my children. If you said to me, sir, we have six highly trained staff members in the building at any given time, and we do have firearms in the building. Of course, I can't disclose any more information than that, but your children are well protected. What do you think my response to that would be? Good. Why don't you have 10, and how come there aren't 15 firearms? Are they strategically placed? Etc. No, all kidding aside, that's common sense. Those are my kids. I want to know there's someone there to protect them. I don't see the absurdity there at all. Of course, one of the attorneys for the anti-gun groups, of course, she found the absurdity because she thinks now grades are going to be harmed because children will be afraid to talk to teachers because they know the teacher might have a gun and they may feel threatened and they may suffer academically. Wow. And E.T. was real.
So was Michael Jackson.
There's a better chance of E.T. being real. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What we were talking about common sense in Idaho. God bless the Garden Valley School District up there in Idaho. Here's the exact quote from Allison Anderman. She is a staff attorney with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, a nonprofit opposed to arming teachers. Now, here, break this down with me. The Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
How does that work?
They are opposed to arming teachers, gun violence and teachers. Do you see the connection here? Do you see how they think? Guns are bad. Anyone with a firearm is bad, including teachers. So I am assuming that they must then apply this same logic to police officers, security guards in banks or jewelry stores, armed security in a mall, anywhere for that matter. Do they apply that same logic to armed pilots? Guns are bad. They are opposed to arming teachers who have been trained in the use of these firearms to defend the school. And they're opposed to that. Here's her quote. Housing guns in schools could create a chilling effect for students who may be less inclined to speak out, knowing that the teacher could be armed. This is Idaho. Every one of these kids can shoot.
Yeah.
My gosh. We have a phone call. Oh, here she says, just having people armed doesn't make a school safer. Really? What does? Having the school unarmed? And a teacher who knows how to make the scary stance and yell, hi-ya! I thought that was funny.
I was thinking hi-ya! About...
You know, a judo stance?
Holding a rabbit. That's what
here comes a heavily armed psychopath that wants to kill all of us. Hold on a second. I know the jujitsu stance. Hold on. Hi-ya! I thought that was Alice, did you get the visual? See, I got the visual. Whatever. Allison Anderman, you're just an idiot and a hypocrite and a liar.
Well, let me ask you a question right quick.
It's that simple, because she does not, of course, apply that same logic to police officers and security guards. It's only teachers, and you have to ask yourself why. Because in order to use that logic that she's talking about with the teachers, she must apply that same logic across the spectrum. And, oh, wait a minute, if you do that, then that would mean that they want to ban all guns. So, you know, there is, maybe we can tie together those dots. Maybe we're on to Ms. Anderman.
Where is she from? I mean, is she there with
you? I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. She's from La La Land. I know that. She's living in a little town. She lives in a little resort town called Pie in the Sky. It's over in Utopiaville.
It's in France.
In France, on the planet France. We have a phone call from a really good friend of mine, an unexpected phone call. I love when this happens. This is what I love about live radio. Kevin Michalowski joins me. Kevin is the managing editor, the senior executive managing editor of, I love that, even if that's not his real title, that's what it should be. He is the senior managing executive editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. He's the guy that yells at me if my column is 15 minutes late.
As well as should do.
He should. That's his job. Of course, I'm never late. Mm. And he's also active duty law enforcement. He's a father of a young child getting ready to depart for Yale.
Oh.
Congratulations to him and his son. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Every single time I come on, I get a different title. That's great.
But they're better. Each one's better.
I get
right?
New business cards every time I come on your show.
Hey, Kevin.
If I have that kind of clout, Kevin, I'm in tall cotton, brother. Go ahead, Sean.
Kevin, so how many times is he late?
Well, he's like occasionally a couple, you know. We try to keep, you know, keep things pretty tight up here at the magazine offices.
Run a tight ship up there anymore, which is a good thing. If you're not familiar with Concealed Carry Magazine, I usually give this pitch when we come back from the break. But my gosh, if you've not read the magazine that Kevin edits, you are really doing yourself a disservice if you've even considered a firearm. If you have one, if you're one of the 100 million plus law-abiding Americans that has a firearm. Kevin, is that an accurate number? Do we know that to be an accurate number? Tom Hartman scolded me on his program one time and said that that wasn't true. I said, okay, 60 million. Take a pick.
Yeah, the commonly used number is about 80 million around there. But you know what? It keeps growing all the time. And the good thing is that nobody knows exactly what that number is. So it's going to be hard for them to come on and round up and take all those guns away.
But who would want to do that? That's another discussion, maybe in the next segment. Yeah. I have a couple things. I'm glad you called. We have a couple things. We got a surprise call last night on the national program from Neil McCabe. That was a lot of fun, too. So I'm looking forward to talking with you when we come back from this break. I've got a number of different issues to go over. Kevin, quickly, before we move away from the subject, did you hear about the remote Idaho school buying guns to enhance safety? Did you hear about this?
Just briefly. And it's always good news whenever I hear about the school districts who are allowing teachers to arm themselves or who are providing training for teachers to arm themselves. I always like hearing about that.
It is common sense, you know. And last night we were talking a little bit about this is such a great story. My gosh, I really didn't want to go here again, but I kind of have to. Sean, what was the Bonehead of the Week's name last night? We called him Bonehead McGrath. Is that it?
Yeah, Bonehead McGrath.
He is the emeritus professor of English at the College of DuPage. That means he's retired and still holds his title. You know how these academians are, you know? So they just don't want to go away.
He sits around and dreams up drunk.
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, he
too much time
got,
on his hands.
He wrote a piece. Of course, the Chicago Tribune ran with it. What else would you expect? And it was titled NRA Version of Second Amendment Lacks Common Sense. Kevin, did you know that there was an NRA version of the Second Amendment?
I didn't know that there's more than one version of the Second Amendment. I'm very familiar with the one and only and original version of the Second Amendment. But I didn't realize gun owners had our own version. So.
The one that was debated and the one that was written into the Constitution, and the one that was ratified? Are you talking about that version, or are you talking about the NRA's version?
Yeah, that's completely different, apparently.
It's really comical when you read this. But what's not comical about it is the fact that these people are very serious. So as we get ready to go to a break, his name is David McGrath. I gave him the Bonehead of the Week Award last week, and he makes the following statement. He's a real big fan of six amendments, how and why we should change the Constitution, which was written by former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. I thought John Paul Stevens was a rock star, by the way. Didn't he play for Led Zeppelin or something? Just kidding. He says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia shall not be infringed. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I told you we were going to have fun today. Hiya. Hiya. Hey, Kevin, do you know jujitsu?
And a couple other Japanese words.
So if you stand there and jump out real quick and go, hiya, will that be enough to scare off the bad guy that's coming in the door to kill the kids?
Well, no. Well, maybe I can fling some tofu at him or some...
I like tofu. Let's go easy on tofu.
You like
people
what?
Give tofu. Tofu gets a bad rap, man. Oh, I like tofu.
So you got the Birkenstocks, and you're gonna go buy a Tetris or whatever, that $100,000 electric car?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, but I like tofu.
Ooh, I wouldn't tell nobody.
I just did. I think
you like rice cakes too.
I actually do like rice cakes.
I'm done.
Okay, let's go to Kevin Michalowski. Kevin, we have a lot to go over with you. There's a story. I've always said that if you want fun stuff, if you want to find fun stuff for research, if you're just farming for research or stuff to write about, all you've got to do is Google search Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on down there.
There's actually a website called Florida Man, and all the headlines begin with, Florida Man bitten by alligator, things like that. So
yeah, it's funny stuff. But we're talking about the right to keep and bear arms. You know, Florida was at the forefront back in 1987. Other states had carry laws. It was Florida that pioneered the current permitting system that we currently know today, widely recognized as such. But here's one: attempted armed robbery outside a Shell's restaurant on Fowler Avenue. Now, Kevin, I used to live not 2 miles from Fowler Avenue, not even a half a mile from Fowler Avenue, actually, about a block away. It was not a real good area of town back when I lived. There was an area of town called Suitcase City, and I have been to that Shell's restaurant on Fowler Avenue. And it was interesting here, this case, because two individuals sprinted out of the bushes at a couple who was exiting the Shell's restaurant, which is a good little seafood restaurant, kind of a chain seafood restaurant, but they have great food. And they two people sprinted out of the bushes, according to law enforcement, at a couple that was walking out. And they, you know, pull the typical TV-type thing, stick them up, this is a robbery, give me your wallet and your phone and this kind of stuff. Well, they pointed a gun. The woman, who was a part of the couple, began to run back towards the restaurant, at which point one of the teenage suspects pointed the gun at her. What he did not know was that the woman's accomplice, or date, not accomplice, they would be the bad guys, that insinuates it's the bad guys, but the woman's date, her boyfriend, had a concealed carry permit. And when he saw the gun come up at his significant other, he unloaded on the young kid. Wound up hitting him in the shin. The other kid took off. The wounded robber wound up being shot in the leg and was arrested. And, Kevin, your active duty law enforcement, I want your opinion. Come to find out that it was a toy gun with the orange tip painted black. Your assessment of something like that.
I'm not going to wait to find out, you know, that a reasonable person would believe that if someone was hollering, "I'm robbing you," and had what looked like a firearm, I'm going to respond with deadly force, because I believe that deadly force is being employed against me. You can't wait. You know, if you wait to find out that it's a toy gun, what if it's not? Mm-hmm. You have to respond the way that man did. There can be, there's no question about this. And if people are saying, "Well, he was just a kid, just with a toy gun," well, then somebody should have taught him at an even younger age not to do stupid things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. There's been an update. It looks like one of the suspects turned himself in later that night. The other suspect, of course, was shot in the left shin, and he'll be okay. Lieutenant Stout says he's expected to recover. But, both suspects are now facing armed robbery charges, as they should. And I got to tell you, the one that was shot is lucky. They're both lucky to be alive. And I would not have shed a tear if it had turned out worse for them. As far as I'm concerned, that area of Tampa, which desperately needs help being cleaned up, and it has been over the years, it's better now than it was, I think, would be less two criminals if that were the case. Because I'm done with excuses. Kevin, is it wrong for me to be finished with excuses? Is it wrong for me to be angry to say, you know what? They got what they deserved. They earned it. Good for them. I don't want to hear about their upbringing. I don't want to hear about their family life. I don't want to hear about it. These people made a decision. Isn't it time we start applying responsibility to people's actions?
Yes, personal responsibility is the key to everything that we do. Personal responsibility is what we do as law-abiding gun owners. It's what we do as people who carry concealed every day. And I don't think it's too much to ask to just have young people not commit crimes, or old people for that matter. It really doesn't make any difference your age, to have people not commit crimes. You know, the old Nancy Reagan, just say no to drugs. How about just say no to armed robbery? You know, just say no to carjacking and home invasion.
Wow, that's a great point. That's a great point. I've asked that question myself. When did it become bad advice to say, don't break the law? When did that become bad advice? When I look around, and again, you as active duty law enforcement, it's got to drive you crazy. As you know, Sheriff Clark was on the program last week. Nobody says it better than he does. Nobody does. He just flat out tells it like it is. But he knows law enforcement's getting a bad rap right now by, of course, progressive liberal Democrats such as de Blasio, such as the whole crew in Ferguson, the whole crew, the whole liberal Democrat progressive crew in Baltimore et al. When you see this as law enforcement, your thoughts on behavior?
Well, I've been doing a whole lot more youth mentoring lately at a secure detention facility in the area, and I've been doing that as part of the local sheriff's department out here. And what I'm seeing is kids that just don't get it. They have no guidance whatsoever. You look at them and you think to yourself, wow, this kid didn't have a chance. You know, of course he was going to do something like this. He's being raised by people who aren't that smart. He's hanging out with people who aren't that smart. I was speaking with Sheriff David Clark, and one of the things that he said, which really resonated, was, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You know? And
oh, it's just, great.
It's a situation where the kids don't seem to have an understanding that there's going to be consequences for the things that they do. And then they wind up in a secure detention facility. And I'm not saying that the juvenile justice system is perfect by any means, but it certainly is a place where people who are breaking the law need to learn something. And I don't feel bad. Well, I do feel bad for them, but I don't feel bad that they're being responsible, being held accountable for what they do. You ask, is it wrong to be angry about things like this? Is it wrong to just, not be upset about the outcome of a shootout between a criminal and a good guy? And no, it's not wrong. I feel bad for the people who were robbed. They're going to carry that with them for the rest of their life. That's a situation that kind of trauma is going to stick with them. How long is it going to be before they go out to dinner again and they're not feeling fearful? It's unfair, and it's not right for criminals to take that away from good people.
If you attempt to deprive someone of their life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness, you lose the right to all three of those instantly. And whatever befalls you, you've earned. Even if that leads to your death at the hands of your would-be victim. I no longer have sympathy. I can't empathize with the woman who says he was a good boy. The gentle giant. The gentle giant who attempted to disarm and murder a law enforcement officer. There's nothing gentle about that giant. And I'm kind of fed up with it. And I it's very difficult for me. I have covered these for years. I've written two books about these stories. I know crime victims. I have members of my family who were victims of violent crime, kidnapped at gunpoint. You can read them in my books. I don't have any sympathy. I don't care about what led you to that moment that you decided to pull a firearm on two people coming out of a restaurant for dinner. You get what you deserve. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I've got a great story about a funny name and how it matches the story right after this.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters. I'm talking with Kevin Michalowski, the Senior Directive Managing Director and Managing Editor, however we want to we give him a new title every time he's here. He's just an all-around great guy, and he's the guy responsible for Concealed Carry Magazine, the content that you read. And I want to make sure that you head over to USCCA On Air, USCCA On AIR, On Air, and check out the latest promotions. Right now, there's a great training video up over there. There'll be new promotions up. Check it every single day, USCCA On Air, and become a part of this huge organization, this growing family of those who take care of themselves, quite frankly, at USCCA On Air. You'll find everything that you need. Also, check out Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit them. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Father's Day is coming up, and they've got some great gifts over there and some great discounts on the stuff Dad really wants and Dad really needs at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Please make sure to do that. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Hey, I get to
got
brag
a couple things.
Go ahead.
Say again.
I get to brag for a little bit. I just finished up a week at the Sig Sauer Academy learning a whole bunch of new drills that I will be presenting in Concealed Carry Magazine and into the fray.
Weren't you one of only one or two that qualified, that made the qualification? You want to jump on that quickly?
Yeah, there is actually a pretty serious qualification course shoot, and it was a 25-round course, and we had to shoot hit 20 of 25 hits, and we did it twice a day while we were there, and only about 40% of the class ended up finishing up with that. I didn't get to shoot for a perfect score. I got 95% on the second last day, and then on the last day, I was there to help other students try to reach their qualification level. So it was a pretty fun time.
Suffice it to say, you can shoot. You also did the Masad Ayoub group, the MAG 20 shooting qualification. Did you do that as well?
I wasn't in on that one. I've done that in the past, but we have the rest of the staff going down to do that 2 weeks
gotcha.
From now. 20 other people did that just Saturday. So Everybody on the USCCA staff will be qualified shooters by the end of June.
Yeah, I've taken the MAG classes. They are wonderful. Massad is super. You can read about this. You can get involved with the USCCA. Again, just check it out, USCCA On Air. There's some great stuff over there. There's a story breaking right now. I'm getting some emails come in from many of you. The National Rifle Association is reporting, of course. I'll read you the headline. Stop Obama's planned gag order on firearm-related speech. This is a very serious subject. We are looking into this. It's also quite complicated. It's not something we want to talk about until we know a little bit more about it. But I'll quote just a little bit from the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action page. The headline reads, "It's happening again. Obama is using his imperial pen and telephone to curb your rights and bypass Congress through executive action." There's a good piece on here at Examiner. Joe Newby, N-E-W-B-Y, writes a good piece on this. Obama State Department seeks to censor online speech related to firearms. Check out what he does. And he also quotes our good friend Bob Owens over at Bearing Arms. He says a post over at Bearing Arms provides some examples of some things that gun writers could get tossed in jail for. What's happening is the administration, the State Department, through the Obama administration, of course, has been very quietly pushing a proposal that could censor online speech related to firearms, as Newby tells us in his piece. And what that means is the NRA is saying that this regulation or proposed regulation, which was published in the June 3rd issue of the Federal Register, constitutes what the NRA calls an affront, quoting Joe, to the First and the Second Amendments to the Constitution. Now, according to the National Rifle Association and to the NRA, online blogs, videos, and web forums devoted to the technical aspects of firearms and ammunition could, quote, become subject to prior review by State Department bureaucrats before they can be published. So what this means is that anything written about in technical terms about firearms would have to be approved. Now, here's some examples that Bob Owens from Bearing Arms leaves us with. You did a gun review, Kevin, about a new AR-15, and you posted it to YouTube. You have a YouTube video series called Into the Fray, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That could get you up to 20 years in prison
unless
you get prior approval.
I wonder if the administration is trying to use some of the ideas on limiting exports of technology and weapons and things like that to other countries. They're trying to make that connection that if it's posted on the internet, it's like exporting that information to, you know, rogue nations or anything like that. And I really hope that everyone gets behind this and this thing does not fly, because it makes very little sense. What's next? Are they going to stop people from going to the IWA show over in Germany every year, to the European Gun Show? So it's I'm very unhappy. I read through that story and all I could keep thinking of was I can't believe this. What next?
Yeah, it is actually. It's the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. This was what makes this so complicated. And we are going to be talking about this with some experts coming up in the latter part of the week and probably on the weekend program to get into, just really delve into some more meat here. But on the surface, what you just referenced, of course, is what's called ITAR, I-T-A-R. That's the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. And what that does is that's implementing the Federal Arms Export Control Act. So you paraphrased it very well in a nutshell. So the administration apparently is attempting to use this to stifle our free speech. Imagine that. Bob gives us a couple other examples, and then we'll move on. But the gun review about an AR-15, you do gun reviews and stuff on Into the Fray all of the time. You took a small unit tactics class, your SIG class, for example, and you wrote about what you learned on your blogspot. That's a fine of up to $1 million. You're a manufacturer, such as SIG, that post product manuals on your website. Obama will shut you down. We're talking about gun forums, blogs, websites, videos, channels, everything involved. So it's a very complicated story. We're on it. We're looking into it. We'll give you some more information on it. You can check out NRAILA.org for more information to hear and see and read about what the National Rifle Association is telling us about it. But yet again, to those of us in the know, it's not shocking that Barack Obama is coming after using our First Amendment to, again, come after our Second Amendment. So this is definitely something to keep your eyes peeled on. Hey, I got a really funny story. Sean likes these I know you do too, Kevin. Sean, you know how we find the names in stories, right?
Yeah.
This one is one of the best I've ever seen.
Uh-oh.
Kevin, you're going to like this. Woman gets probation for bacon-fueled blaze. Who doesn't like bacon? Did you hear this, Sean?
Yes.
Woman gets probation for bacon-fueled blaze. Check this out. Now I'm going to quote. This is out of Vernal, Utah, hometown out there of the Mad Ogre. I wonder if he's involved. A woman has been sentenced to probation. Check this out. And ordered to pay a fine for setting fire to her ex-boyfriend's home in March of 2014 using a pound of burning bacon and hot coals from a wood stove. Okay. A judge ordered the woman, her name, Cameo Adon Crispy, to serve concurrent terms of 1 year in jail for reckless burning. Crispy, 32, was placed on court probation for 18 months and ordered to pay a $500 fine. If the judge's name was Oscar Meyer, I think I'd have lost it and found a way to retire.
Where do you get these fake crispy bacon?
Take a listen to this.
So now Kevin, bacon is a weapon. And must
bacon is now a weapon. If your next-door neighbor's name is Crispy, watch out. In a plea agreement, these were filed back in November. Check this out. This is quoting from the cop. Crispy admitted she put a pound of bacon on a cookie sheet, set the cookie sheet on top of the gas stove inside her ex-boyfriend's house, and turned the burner to high. The bacon was burned and smoking badly, said Crispy's ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
Armed American Radio comes back tomorrow. Too much fun today. Kevin Michalowski, thank you very much for everything you do over at USCCA and at Concealed Carry Magazine. We'll talk with you shortly. Armed American Radio, I'm filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I will see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.